Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we were supposed to do the prohibition of Svichim, as well as the Isser of Nevad and Meshumar, but I want to go to Nichum Avelim, and we're stunned and in a lot of tzar. So I think what I'm going to do is do the Isser Svichim now, and we're going to come back. We'll use next week the booklet for Nevad and Meshumar as well. Okay. Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. In Shviyas, we are introduced to the Yisr Svichin. I remember when I was learning Shemitah, Svichin was one of the most confusing parts of Hilchos Shviyas. So hopefully just to create some type of Seder in the Halacha L'maisa, as well as in the basic Mekorah. So the Mishnah tells us, quotes to us, the Shita of the Chachamim. V'achachamim armim kol ha-Svichin asurin. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said that all Svichin are mutter, while, except for Svichei Kruv, while the Chacham disagree, and the Chacham say, call Svichin Asurin. Now, what's behind this machlokis is the issue of what is the reason that Svichin are Asur entirely. Svichin mean, the word Sviach means something that grew on its own, something that the seed falls into the ground and grows on its own. So here we have a Toras Kohanim. This is a very, very important Toras Kohanim. On the Pasuk that appears towards the end of the Parsha of Shemitah in Bahar, Manochal B'shana HaShviyas Hein Lo Nizra V'lo Nesaf Es Tfula Seinu. So the Toras Kohanim says, Im Ein Anu Zomrim Ma Anu Osfim. If we're not able to plant, so then what are we gathering together? Says the Toras Kohanim on the second page. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mikan Samchul Chacham. Here all the Mefarshim learn that Rabbi Akiva doesn't mean an Asmachta, but means a Dindaraisa. Mikan Samchul Chacham, Ala Svichim Shi Yisurim B'Shvias. This is the source that Svichim is going to be Asar Min HaTorah on Shvias. In other words, V'chi Nomar is a Dindaraisa Yisur Svichim. V'chachamim oimrim, ain't svichim asur midivrei Torah, ela midivrei sofrim. The Chacham disagree, and they say it's only an isur midrabanan. This might get involved with how you look at the word smachta. Sometimes the Chazal, how they use the expression samchul chachamim. But either way, that's Rav Gidon's point. Good point. But the Chachamim are of the opinion it's only an isur drabanan. Now this, once we get through this machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham, and we are introduced to the question of whether Svichim is Doraisa or is Drabanan, and the Drabanan is based on a very particular chshash. I did not photocopy the Rambam, but this Rambam, the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Dalit in Hilchos Shviyas, spells out the chshash of the Chachamim, which we paskin like. That's not a din doraisa, even though Rabbi Akiva said, it's a little confusing to people, because even though Rabbi Akiva said it's a din doraisa, and he learned it from the pasuk manochal, nevertheless, we paskin, svichim is asur midrabanan. It says the Rambam, kol shetotzi ha'aretz bashana shviyas in perek dalid, bein min hazera shenafal ba mikodem shviyas, bein man eikarim shenikzuru mikodem, v'chazu v'asu v'shneem, v'chazu v'asu, shneem nikru sviyach. Whether it's something that fell out of a vegetable, for example, a pepper seed that falls out of a vegetable and grows on its own, or you have the shoresh that rejuvenates, both of those things are called sfiach. Says the Rambam, black and white, hakol mutar la'achol min haTorah. Everything is permissible to eat min haTorah. However, it was prohibited. Says Rambam in Halacha Beis, because of Ovrei Avera shelo yedach v'yizra tfua v'kitnius. Now, if you take a look, the Rash also has this in the very small print that we have on the Mishnah, quoting this from Amorei Chazal. I should have photocopied it from the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, is explicit that it's a gzeira of Ovrei Avera. So let's spell out what is a gzeira of Ovrei Avera. That people are going to plant and say, nah, it grew on its own. So for that reason, Rabbo said, we have a major challenge in Hilchos Shemitah. One of our most major challenges in Hilchos Shemitah is because of this Gzeirah Midrabanan. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, it's a Din Doraisa. But because of this Gzeirah Midrabanan, there is an Isser of Svichim. Now, This Isser Svichim has some limitations to it, and that is discussed by different Rishonim in different contexts. Let's take a look at the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Chavtes that gives us a major exception which we rely on many times today, whether one holds of the Heter Mechira or one does not hold of the Heter Mechira. This Rambam and this Halacha is a critical piece of information. So all Svichim are Aser, that means almost all vegetables today from the seventh year, now that's in quotes, from the seventh year. What exactly does that mean, from the seventh year? That's going to be a very, very important issue. But all vegetables today in Eretz Yisrael are going to be usher. Says the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Chavtes, Goy shekana karka b'Eretz Yisrael, v'zara b'shvi'is peirosel mutarim, shelo gozru ala svichim elu mipnei ovrei avera, v'hagoyim eino mitzuvin ala shvi'is, so the Rambam here says clearly, and this is muskum lahalacha, that the Isser of Svichin does not apply on Gentile vegetables growing here in Eretz Yisrael. Why? So Rabosai theoretically points out the Kaftor v'Ferach. The Rambam could have given two reasons why there would be no Isser of Svichin. Number one, according to the Beis Yosef, you would say that Yesh Kinyin La'akum La'afkia Mishviyas points out the Kaftor v'Ferach. This is from a previous year, but I can't resist just to make this point in brackets. Points out the Kaftor v'Ferach, and that's what the Kesef Mishnah quotes on the top, that we see, he brings a raya, that we see that there isn't a hafka'ah, that automatically those things that grow on Gentile land is automatically not Kaddish with Kedusha Shviyas. It does have Kedusha Shviyas. However, over here, when it comes to Svichin, so there we need another reason to say that the Halach of Svichin does not apply. And that is the reason why the Isser of Svichin, doesn't apply, is because there was no Gzeira. What's the Gzeira of Svichin? The Gzeira of Svichin is that someone is going to come to work his land on Shemitah, and behind something, some loophole, some false advertising, hide behind something that he didn't work on Shemitah. So for that reason, we ask Rol Svichim. But a guy who doesn't have the Yisr, so then the Rambam says it does not apply. Now the Kafta Ferach's Raya, you could be mefakbik with. The Kesef Mishnah does discuss it. That is not that was our previous topic. We've discussed this in the past. Ayin Sham. But we're focusing on Svichim. And the bottom line, I have to be mafkir of Gidon's questions. For the bottom line, I'm 2 for 2 so far. So the bottom line is, yeah, I wasn't. You'll ask later? Go ahead.
Why do you think the...
1 for 2 is also 500.
The David Rabbanan is on the farmer and not on the people buying.
That's a very, very good point. That the Isser of Svichim is not by the, for the people who buy it. And the reason for that is because the Isser of Svichin is not an Isser Schor. It's not a Din D'Oraisa. It doesn't have Kedushas. We don't have an issue of Kedushas Shvis. You mean you're worried about, what about the Chshash?
Now,
okay. That's a nice question. Not when the Goy, you mean according to the Kaftar V'Ferah. If you hold that there's Kedushas Shvis.
The Rambam says it has Kedusha and I buy it. Now I'm going to be, I bust in Kedusha thinking it doesn't have Kedusha.
Right. So why don't we have a gzera of atu schora? Okay. So I think the answer is the following. That if you take a look at the way in which the Rambam himself, in the Tshuvas, which we're going to see in a moment, raises the issue of Svichin, it's all about protecting the avoda of Shemitah. Not necessarily the chshash of schora. It's the issue, it's connected, and that's why we put them in one book, which you're not going to get to, unfortunately, tonight. And that is the connected to the issue of Nevad. So maybe we'll think a little bit more about your question, but it is a good question. Bottom line is that when it comes to Svichin, the halacha is that Svichin is going to be asur only if it grew in a Jew's land. If it grows in a Goy's land, then there isn't a problem of Svichin. That is very, very important. Yediyah number one. Yediyah number two that is extremely important, and that is a very fascinating machlokus between the Rambam and the Rash. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, writes the following. Hayerek b'shas l'kitasa. We know that we already have shailas on vegetables. Right now we are at the end of Cheshvan in Tavshin Ayin Hey, and we already have shailas on vegetables in terms of whether we're allowed to eat them, whether they have Isur Sfichim, even if we're allowed to eat them, do they have Kedusha Shvius? Yet fruits have not yet kicked in terms of Shemitah. Why? Because when it comes to vegetables, we go Basar Lakita, when it's picked, that decides whether it's from the seventh year. In contrast to fruits, we go Basar Chanata, when it bloomed. So we still have, on 10 Nachal Achish in Beit Shemesh, we still have fruits on our tree that don't have Kedusha Shvius, because they budded before Rosh Hashanah. But the vegetables, so then their Lakita was already after Rosh Hashanah. And once their Lakita is after Rosh Hashanah, so then in such a case, it has Kedusha Shvius. However, not only does that apply to Kedusha Shvius, but it also applies to Yisur of Sfichin. Says the Rambam, now here there's a big mess. I didn't have enough time to be omel on it in terms of how to read one word in the Rambam. Va'afilu haya, all I'll do is just going to say the letters. Kaf kaf dalid b'shishis. What the Rambam means is that it began to grow in the sixth year. Ho'el v'niklat nilkat b'shvius, hareyu k'peros shvius. However, the Rambam concedes, umis aser k'peros shishis la'achmer. You have to take off fruits the Hachmur. Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Bey, is going to Halacha Yud Gimel. So here the Rambam says that when it comes to the halachos of Sfichin, it doesn't only apply to those fruits that grew in the seventh year and were cut in the seventh year. But the Rambam says logically, the truth is the Rambam is quite logical. The Rambam says that if it goes to vegetables, you go Basar Lakita. So then in such a case, it doesn't matter whether it grew in the sixth year. At the end of the day, if it was cut in the seventh year, it automatically has Kedusha Shvius. The poskim add, we'll see this in the Chazon Ish in a moment. The one case the Rambam would agree is a need that it does not have Kedusha Shvius is if it entirely stopped growing in the sixth year. There was no growth in the sixth year, then the Rambam would be makel. We'll see in a moment why. However, if you speed ahead to Halacha Lamaisa, last page. Of course, who is the clearest in presenting the Shitos and in the Halacha Lamaisa? Rev Rimon Shlita, even though there are times that we disagreed with a couple of the Psakim. No question that Rev Rimon has done an absolutely awesome job. At the end of the booklet, if you take a look, here you have a table. Now, Yomo, who does a fantastic job, always helping me getting the booklets ready, pointed out that we didn't do such a fantastic job with the chart, because the chart was color-coded, and our booklets are black and white. Some of the Avrichim here have Rev Rimon's old Sefer, so you'll be able to look at this better. What Rev Rimon points out is, Halacha Lamaisa, we do not follow this Rambam. And everybody, Kamat, agrees with this in the following way. If you take a look, he has Yerakot Bet. Now, there's a line over there, at about end of Teves, there's a line, very, very, very thin line. It's like a pregnancy test, you know, trying to figure it out, the line over there. So, that was a good joke. Anyhow, over here, by Yerakot Bet, so over here, there ends, there's a line by Yerakot Bet, right at the end of Teves, okay? Right at the end of Teves. So at the end of Teves, here he says the following. Gidulim elu, in the second paragraph, mutarim ba'achila. According to his cheshbon, now I'm not talking halacha lemaisa, because I didn't go out in the field. My wife has the chart on our refrigerator, but this is how it comes out from, you know, the most practical of the Iyum books, and that is, again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi whether this calculation is correct, is that the vegetables that are on the market until the end of Teves, you're allowed to eat. And there is no Isser Svichin. Hayitachen? Why not? What about those things that grew in, let's say, in Otzer Bezdin? That why are they not Osir B'Svichin? Anything that grows in a Jew's property is going to be problematic. The answer is the following. The Shitas HaRash. The Rash has a bomb kasha on all of Hilchos Svichin. And the Rambam is going to deal with it one way, and the Rash is going to deal with it another way. Let's go back all the way, zoom back all the way to the beginning of the booklet. Let's take a look. Tes Aleph. The Rash. See? The tiny print, this is how they used to learn once upon a time. Take a look by the arrow. Vahi de Amar Lepoa. This is from Periches Mishnah Dalet. It's a Mishnah that we've discussed in the past. And the Mishnah describes somebody who says to a worker, Heilecha Sela Ze, Velikait Li Yerek Hayom. Velokait Yerakos Sade, Ubino Mocher Al Yado. The halacha is that if you don't directly employ as somebody, and if you don't do direct schora, you're allowed to, as we've discussed in the past, that there's times that there's a heter. If somebody else does the selling, according to some Rishonim, it's no longer an issur schora. Obviously, you have to look at that shear to understand those what the heter of the issur schora is. But the bottom line is that we see beferish, you've got somebody picking vegetables during the seventh year, selling it for people to eat. Frek de Rash. But wait a second, at the end of the day, isn't there an Isser Svichin? Leaving aside Isurei Daraisa. And we just learned the Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, that there's a Chachomim Oisrim. It's not an Isser Daraisa, but there's an Isser Darabonon of Svichin. So here we get to massive exception number two. And that is, continues the Rash, first word on the line is parentheses mem gimel. V'tzarech lomar. Dekulu b'shel erev shviyis. We're talking about something that grew, that started growing in the sixth year. U'mashi yesh ben teirah shviyis. L'fishan l'katim b'shviyis. T'yerek azlinam basa l'kita. Tzvei dinim. There's two halachas. The iser svichim, according to the Rash, only applies on those vegetables that grew and were cut during the seventh year. But those vegetables that grew it partially in the sixth year, doesn't even need to have all of its growth in the sixth year, but grew partially in the sixth year and was picked in the seventh year, like the cucumber that's sitting downstairs in the dining room, then in such a case, then there is no Isser Svichim. There is no Isser Svichim. The Isser Svichim of those things that grow in a Jew's rishus is only going to apply to those items that grew during the seventh year itself. Hence, Rav Rimon is writing that the Isser of Yerakos, the Isser of vegetables, do not start yet. Because he's assuming, and I don't know if this applies to all vegetables, it might very well not, you have to look, we have a chart on our refrigerator put out by a Talmud of Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz that goes through every single fruit and vegetable and exactly its time, earliest time when the Yisurim are going to start. But this is the monumental machlokas between the Rambam and Rush. What about this period right now in Yonah Diyoma? What about, does the Yisur Svichim start? According to the Rash, the answer is no. According to the Rambam, the answer is yes. How do we paskin? So here, there are a couple of interesting points. First of all, the Chazon Ish writes Bepem Mole that we go Lekula, says the Chazon Ish in page 228 in Zroim Shvius Tes Yud Zayin Yerek Shenigmar B'Shvius L'das HaRambam Osir Mishum Svichin U'L'das HaRash Mutarim Mishum Svichin V'chein Divrei HaRamban. The Ramban is also Mekel. And the Ramban basically spells out, the Ramban al Torah, which we went through in the beginning of this man, all the way when we started, before this man, a long time ago, we went through the important Rambans. In other words, it was last year when we started during this man of Tosefes Shvius, We saw the Ramban goes through many of the most salient issues. If you want to, when you get to Parshas Bahar, you want to do a good chazara of Shviyas, and you're being Ma'amir Sedra, if you have the time, I highly recommend to go through Ramban al HaTorah. You know, that should be your project that Shabbos. You'll be doing both the Parsha and going through almost all the important topics on Shviyas. And he says, the Ramban is also Mekel like the Rash. And by, I photocopied the Ramban. I decided not to do it with you, but that part of the Ramban is photocopied towards the beginning of the booklet. Ulekule alma heim b'kedusha shviyas. And everybody holds, towards the beginning, everybody holds they have kedusha shviyas. So on the one hand, they're mutter. On the other hand, they have kedushas shviyas. V'chein b'gadol b'yanachri mutarim mishum svin lekule alma. And also, if they grow in a nachri's rishos, it's mutter. And here the Chazon Ish throws in his shita as if it's a davar pashut. Ukdushin b'kedusha shviyas. And even though it grew in a guy's rishos, it also has kedusha shviyas. Now that is only the Chazon Ish's position. Although we argued that the Chazon Ish's position is very, very, is not as wild as people once thought it was. Nigmaru b'shishis v'nilketu b'shviyas. It does have Kedusha Shviyas. However, he says, according to Rambam, it will be a Din D'oraisa as Kedusha Shviyas, L'das Rash Med Rabbanu, will leave out that Machlokas. But the bottom line is, Chazon Ish holds, and Nigru B'Shishas, V'Nilketu B'Shviyas, the halacha is that one could be Mekel. Hence, what we have in Rav Rimon's story over there. And that is that right now, during this period, there isn't going to be an Isser of Svichin. Now, let's talk about Heter Mechira for a moment. No, I'm not going to talk about Heter Mechira. I'm not going to talk about Heter Mechira, but I'm going to talk about what will come out in regards to Heter Mechira. And that is, let's now make a cheshbon. If a person holds that Heter Mechira is mutter. In other words, what does that mean? That the Mechira is a valid Mechira. And he holds that there isn't an Isur to do work on the land because it belongs to a guy. So then in such a case, points out Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that in such a case, halacha would be that one would be allowed to eat the vegetables even after Tevis, even for the rest of the year. Because there's no Isser Svichin. Why is there no Isser Svichin? Because we saw, the Chazon Ish doesn't summarize this, because the Chazon Ish doesn't hold the Heter Mechira. Why is there no Isser Svichin? Because what grows in a guy's Rishus does not have an Isser Svichin. However, and here we're going to jump ahead. I have to go early to be Menachem Ovel, my great Rebbe, go to the house of Kedoshim. But let's just jump ahead. We're not going to do Nevad. But let's jump ahead a little bit and take a look at Reb Shlomo Zalman's summary about the issues of Heter Mechira. He says the following. Now the two quotes that I got from you from Reb Shlomo Zalman. We're going to focus on one of them right now, and that is the following. Yeah, take a look at Ella. Now this quote, there's a beautiful sefer which I'm a little bit unhappy with. And that is the sefer Mincha Shlomo. Mincha Shlomo on Shviyas was not written by Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. And what it is a compilation of Reb Shlomo Zalman's different svarim. Reb Shlomo Zalman wrote on Zroim svarim called Madani Aretz. And of course we have his Shaus HaTshuvos Mincha Shlomo. What his children and other Talmidim did is they put together, we have it on Bava Kama and other things, where they put together his Chidushim, al Seder, what we call al Seder Adaf. So they did that in Shviyas as well. Why am I upset about the Sefer? They did a good job. I'm a little bit frustrated that they don't give me the Maran Mokum in the Sefer where they're quoting from. In other words, they're quoting him verbatim, but I would like to know what the original source is. So they don't tell us what the original source is, but it's Yodua that this is the Shita of Reb Shlomo Zalman. And this Rabosai, without explaining everything that's behind it, because next week we have to come back to it, I want to conclude with a very, very important set of Hanachos about the Heter Mechira and Svichim, and then we're going to come back to how it plays out in Shamar and Nevad. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman in Ela, Kuf Chav Dalet Mincha Shloima, Ela Sha'afal Pikein, Nirol Nias Daiti, Shigamim Ein Rotzen Lismoch Klal Heter Mechira. For those who don't want to rely on the Heter Mechira, Mikol Mokom, Lefi Mashinogim Kachroz Achorim Lahakal Bezman Azeb, Be'isr Mishumar Venevad, that we'll talk about later on, that there are poskim who are Mekil on Mishumar and Nevad, the Gamma Chazunish Kosev Kain, Nira Shemutter Gam Lemachmirim, he says, Reb Shlomo Zalman said, it will be permissible for the Machmirim, Liknos Peros Shvius O Yerakos, Delo Asiri Mishum Svichin. Now the crux of Reb Shlomo Zalman's heter is the following. This is very, very, very important for everybody to know. And that is the following. Reb Shlomo Zalman's atzal held that the heter mechira is not ideal, but is a legitimate shita. And therefore, he held that you are not over, as we're going to see next week, you're not over on lifnei iver, by going to someone who relies on the Heter Mechira and buying from them. Why? Because he develops, if someone's following a legitimate Shita, even if you disagree with that Shita, you're not over Lifnei Iver. So therefore, Me'ikur Dedina, the great Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal Paskin, that you're allowed to buy Heter Mechira. Period. But there's one exception. What about Svichid? So that's going to be in regards to the fruit. But what about Svichim? So that's why you have to read his language carefully. Some people, when they quote Reb Shlomo Zalman, don't quote the whole part. He says it only applies to those things that don't have an Isser Svichim. Why? Because if you hold of the Heter Mechira, then you hold the Heter Mechira works. So then you have what we saw from the Rambam in Perek Dalid. And that is that which grows in Halacha Chavtes, that which grows in a Goy's Rishos, there was no Gzeira of Svichin. But if you hold the Mechira as Nachal, or that there are fundamental problems with the Mechira, so then it's a Jewish person's land. If it's a Jewish person's land, and he is following a legitimate Shita, so he holds he's not over the Isser Svichin. But you hold that you are over the Isser Svichin. So for you, you're not allowed to buy those vegetables. So that's a very, very important application of Svichin to the Heter Mechira. And that is that the Heter Mechira is not, even according to the Heter of Reb Shlomo Zalman, will only get you around the question of buying fruits, but vegetables, they'll still will be in Isser Svichin. And therefore, even according to the Heter, I don't know if we could call it the famous Heter of Reb Shlomo Zalman, but the very important Heter of Reb Shlomo Zalman, that number one, probably hashkafically, the most important part of it is that he says the Heter Mechira is a legitimate Shita, and Bidiavad, he says that the halacha is even on Meshumar and Nevad, which we'll discuss next week, he's Mekel, that one could eat from it. Nevertheless, some people, when they quote that this beautiful Heter, they miss a very important Nakuda, that if someone does not go with the Heter Mechira, obviously, everyone has to ask their Gedolei HaRabbanim. Just conclude that Rav Shechter Shlita is here. So one time he was about to come speak in the Tivarie, and someone from the Rosh Yeshiva's family came over to me and said to me, he had found out, so he didn't know Rav Shechter very well, but he heard that Rav Shechter wore tcheles, and Rav Nevensal is very much against wearing tcheles. So he said to me, please tell Rav Shechter that the minhag here in Yeshiva is not to wear tcheles. That if the boys ask, not that he shouldn't, chas v'chalil, but if the boys ask, he should know that Rav Nevensal is against wearing tchens. So Shechter said, of course, I'm going to tell them to ask their local Orthodox rabbi. So that was his lashon. So you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi in regards to Heter Mechira. But even Reb Shlomo Zalman's Shita that says that the halacha is that one would kabai, even if you do not hold of the heter mechira yourself, but that does not apply to svichim. The isur svichim is nishar b'mekomo. If you hold that the mechira is chal, so then in such a case, then of course there would be no isur svichim, as Rav Kook writes. Okay, mitzvah Hashem, we're going to cut short this year, this week. Be'ezer Hashem, we should run to happy things.